Hey, kids. Hey, man, I'm here at Skywatch. Are you kidding me?
Hey, man, where are you going? Where are you going, man? Yeah, come back.
You know these guys? Like, what the heck, man? Are you kidding me, man? I cannot believe I'm on here with you. Look at this. Look at these cats I'm on here with today. It's ridiculous. So, hey, we just got through filming our first one. We're about to do our second one. Then we're going to do our third. I'll tell you guys all about it, but it's a hoot. I don't know if you can see, but they actually have a studio.
Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome, family. Welcome to The Pulse. Those were a few messages from our fearless leader, Troy Brewer, who is actually at Skywatch TV right now, filming a few different episodes. He's filming a bunch of promos for his book, and I'm so excited to hear all the things that are happening. He sent us that quick video this morning, so of course we wanted to share it with you. I am Shay Wilbur, his media director for all things here in the Open Door family of ministries, and we are so excited to be with you today. We have so much for you. This is episode 41 of The Pulse, and I'm so excited that you have joined us because our team is fresh back from Belize. They were there all week last week. Our very own Rebecca was there last week, and we actually have another guest on the show today who was there on the trip, and they have some incredible testimonies, some stories. We're going to be recapping that. We've also got some ministry updates, some new rescues that we are taking on, and so much more. And guys, this really, today's show is really just a celebration of some of the things that we are able to do thanks to you, thanks to your partnership. I know our Pulse family all across the globe has been so integral as far as just like getting involved in joining the fight with us and supporting this mission. And it's because of your donations, of you sowing into this ministry, of you saying yes when you feel God moving on your spirit to get involved and donate. Because of your yes, we are able to literally take the missions to the nations. And you're going to be hearing and seeing a bunch of that today. And man, I'm so excited to hear these stories fresh from Belize. Chris, Pastor Chris joining me. What about you? Are you excited?
I'm excited. I've already heard some of them today, and they're just amazing stories, and they have application to all of us. So
yeah.
Hopefully you guys stay with us today. We want to say a special shout out to Pamela, who's watching in Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, like that's awesome. In Canada, like all places, like, hey, let's get up. It's only 30 degrees. Let's go watch The Pulse.
Nothing better.
We also have Vernon watching in Georgia, and Jeff in God's favorite country, Oklahoma, is watching today. So Boomer Sooner, thank you guys for joining us. Let us know. Also, don't be afraid to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 877-413-0888. Be great just to say hello. Also, if you need prayer for anything, reach out, hit us there, or also hit us in the comments. We'd love to interact with you guys as much as we can during today's broadcast.
Yeah, and continue letting us know where you're watching from. I do see someone jumped on here. Carrie Carmody from England. We have Mary from Simi Valley. Charles from Cleburne, right down the street. We've got Ivy from Garland, Texas. So we're just so happy to have all of you. And it's just fun to see like how global the Pulse family is.
It really is.
It's just really cool. And we love you all. So, okay, let's see. Hold on. I used to watch Sky TV. I really miss him. I miss Jim Baker and Lori. And okay, how do you find them? Well, I know that Jim Baker, his show is still on TV, and we'll get to that in a little bit because Pastor Troy's going to be also with them this week. So before we get to that, though, Miss Rebecca,
Hi.
Welcome back from Belize.
I'm very excited. I'm just honored to be here and glad to be home, actually.
You are?
Yeah, I am glad to be home. I miss home, miss the kids. I miss you guys.
The kids missed you a lot.
I know they did. I know the little one was like, when is mommy coming back? Like, he didn't understand.
Aww.
But Josh was like, she's with Pastor Troy. She's helping the kids. And we're feeding the kids and we're helping. He's like, okay. Like, they know already because we've been here with the mission for a while now. So it is really good to actually be foot on the dirt, like literally boots on the ground. It just changes a lot of things. And I'm just excited to dive deep with my friend and to share with you guys.
Yeah, man. It just, we were following it and we're going to show you guys a recap from the trip here in just a few minutes. But it's just so cool to see how the Lord used everyone that was there on the team and the work that we do. And I always love because we talk about it, you know, and we're raising funds constantly. And you guys hear us constantly talking about it. And, you know, I hope you never get tired of it because we're not going to stop because we don't stop saying yes to the call of God.
Amen.
You know, we constantly, Pastor Troy and Leanna are constantly being presented with opportunities.
Amen.
And you're going to hear about it in just a minute of, you know, saying yes. And that yes means an extra $5,000 a month. And just because we're not talking about it doesn't mean it's not happening. It continues to happen. And so all of your support is just so integral. And I mean, a week ago, we raised thousands of dollars just from our Pulse family to be activated in the nations. And that is such a testimony. And I'm like, I'm believing that for that this week. I would love for Pastor Troy to come back and for us to be like, Pastor, you know, this week on the Pulse, we had an incredible response. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you right now, if at any point during the show you feel led, call the number on the screen, 877-413-0888. And get involved, join the fight, and be a part of this incredible work that we're doing all around the world.
So good.
So let's get to it. Okay. Let's talk about it. A few quick announcements. First, I want to give you a heads up. If you are not a part of our ODX community, that is our online streaming platform, now is the perfect opportunity to join there as a stage two or stage three partner. We're constantly uploading new content there. Pastor Troy was on Sid Roth recently. Mm-hmm. We have a marriage retreat that happened at Redemption Ranch a couple weeks ago. That has been
that was
uploaded there.
So good too.
Yeah.
I
need to go
watch it. I actually watched that Friday night because I'm boring.
That's not boring.
Not like it's a Friday night. You should be out with your family having dinner.
Hey,
you
but
know,
like you're
friends.
Pouring into your marriage.
Yeah, that's important.
And I was just like, all right, let me just watch this. And it was so good. It was great to hear. And they were just sitting at the table talking about it. And to have that content on ODX, you know, I get it. Like there's a lot of media to watch and in intake.
Yes.
But that was something worth the time and worth digesting. It's better, you know. You can all go watch a movie tomorrow, right? Great.
Correct.
You got to see a movie. But like this was something like very down to earth, very practical, and hearing their stories, what they went through as a married couple and just advice that they're passing on was just amazing. And I'm glad that we have access to that.
Yeah. And anytime, that's what's so cool about it. Maybe you couldn't afford to go to the Redemption Ranch, to the marriage retreat there, but you can watch it back as a part of our ODX family. And that's just one of the many things. We also have Heavenly Happenings, our series that's on there every single month. It talks about what's going on in the heavenlies and how we can kind of decode it. And Pastor Troy, that is like one of his favorite things that we do is the Heavenly Happening series. So, man, there's just so much incredible content there. So please join us as an ODX Stage 2 or Stage 3 partner. And the money that you pay for your membership also goes to help us rescue kids around the world. So
good.
Speaking of Pastor Troy, though, so he is today, he's at Skywatch TV, which I know he's been looking forward to that. And I'm just so excited. They're filming like a few different shows in his short time there. So he's going to be wiped out after that. And then he's going from that to Jim Baker. He's doing Jim Baker. And then he's doing the Mondo show. So we have to be in prayer for Pastor Troy over the next few days. It's going to be for sure an incredible time. And I can't wait to hear. And of course, we're going to be sharing all of those clips. If they are live, then we'll be sharing them all across our social media. But otherwise, they're going to be uploaded too.
ODX.TV.
So if you missed them when they were airing or whatever, then you can catch them all there. And we're just, we're so excited. I just love when Pastor Troy gets the opportunity to go out and to be on other people's shows and talk about the work that we do across the world. Cause it's other eyes that get to hear about what we're doing.
Right.
And I love that even though like he does what he preaches. And I love that because he is our fearless leader. Said, and I send him a message. I'm like, you are a role model. You are a leader that we look up to, and you don't just say it. You actually do the work.
Yeah.
He literally just came back from Belize, preached on Sunday.
I know.
Left on Mondays, going here and there. And I'm like, wow, what an amazing, just to see if he can do it, we can do it.
Yeah.
And it's not impossible.
And get the word out.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. So why can't we get the word out too?
Exactly. So good. And again, nice segue. Speaking of getting the word out, we have to celebrate something happening this Friday in honor of our pastor. He's not here to announce it, but here I am. Yay. His very first, I think it's his very first as Pastor Troy Brewer single release. Here I am. Wow. His original song recorded live at our New Beginnings conference is being released this Friday, May 23rd. We have a little sneak peek of it, right, Taylor? Yeah. All right. Take a look at this. Come falling off and live as those who dream a dream. That's me, I promise. Wow. It's so good.
It is so good.
It brings you right back to the conference.
Oh, it was so good.
And that moment. And I mean, it was cool.
I feel like I recognize some of those background vocals too.
I mean, I was so familiar. Honored that. It of all the days, I'm like, I got to have the opportunity to be on that. And obviously, Rebecca, you too.
It was so much fun.
We're doing the oohs and the ahs in the background. Ooh. Yeah. But we're so excited. That's going to be available on Apple Music and Spotify. So please help us bless Pastor Troy and just make this a huge, success. Amen. And share that when it's available for download. We'll make it really easy. We'll share the links. We'll be sharing all those links. So likewise, please jump on, spread the news, share the links, and we'll be dropping little previews of the song leading up to Friday. So we're just really excited about that. Also, you've heard Pastor Troy talk about his bear hunt.
Yeah.
Now, this is an exclusive opportunity to hunt a bear, okay? This is happening September 14th through the 22nd. And it's in Canada. It's happening in Manitoba, Canada. You've got the email address on the screen if you are interested, or you can call the 877-413-0888 number. But this is an exclusive Canadian bear hunt. We have, I believe, only 10 spots available. This is a very small group. This is not one of those things that you go on and it's like 100 people.
Right.
You're not going to really get to talk to Pastor Troy or whatever. This is like a very small group of guys that are going. And I think you're getting to like do fishing, fly. I don't know all the right terminology. I'm a city girl. Fly fishing. I know there's like some type of, I don't know. You're fishing really big fish. I know that. Sorry, Pastor Jerry. Don't get mad at me for not doing this justice. But like, yeah, I've seen the footage and you could potentially be like up in a tree and literally getting a bear, being chased by a bear, having a bear in the back of your pickup truck, which was some of the video that I've seen from their previous trips. Literally, they're in their pickup truck and a bear is in the back of the pickup truck, and Pastor Troy threw out a piece of raw steak to the bear on the truck. I'm like, you guys are crazy. But hey, if you want to be a part of that, it sounds like fun to many people, I'm sure. I would be terrified.
I got to tell you, like a trip like this, like, you know, you have these trips. I don't know about you guys, but like when I could get like one-on-one time, like I don't have it. Like, you know, a lot of these guys like, oh, we're going to have a breakfast and it's you and 500 people that you've never met before in a room.
Yeah.
It's nice. Like, oh, I actually get to hang out with this person. I actually get to spend time with Pastor Troy. Like, that's a really, really cool thing.
Yeah.
And super appealing to at least somebody like me. It's like, I don't want to pay for another breakfast, you know, breakfast with 500,000 people. And it's like, oh, I got to shake hands, take a picture, and move on down the line.
Yeah.
It's something to throw bear meat out the back.
Yeah, you get to be, stuck in a tree next to Pastor Troy, maybe, on your perch. I don't know all the logistics of it. But this is, and it's a time when, you know, Pastor Troy is just like, can chill and like decompress. And so you'll see another side of him, and Pastor Jerry will be there. It's going to be incredible. So I just want to encourage you again, if we can put that, oh, there you go. The email is already on the screen. Thanks, Taylor. You're one step ahead of me, as always. Email Pastor Jerry Sellers and let him know that you want more information, and you will not be let down. I'm sure it will be an incredible time. Okay. And last announcement, Memorial Day this Sunday at Open Door Church. If you can make it out, it's going to be an incredible service. And we're also going to be celebrating the release of Here I Am. Yes. So I'm sure we'll be doing it live. You'll get to hear it live in our service. And it's going to be a great time of celebration and honoring those who have fought for our country and who have given their life for our country. So, okay. Those are all the announcements. I'm so excited to dive into this Belize recap. And in just a moment, I'm going to show you guys a video recap. And then after that, we're going to be joined by our friend, John Warderfield. And his wife, Anne, is actually one of our moderators. So if you're part of our ODX family or our online family, you've probably spoken to her or seen her comments. But her husband was actually able to go on this trip to Belize with Rebecca and the team. So we're going to hear from him directly, from Rebecca directly. But before we get to that, take a look at this quick recap.
The nation of Belize has less than 500,000 people in it. Yeah, you think about that. I'm talking about the entire nation. There's a lot more people in Fort Worth, Texas. There's nearly as many people in Johnson County, Texas, as there is in this entire nation, which means this is a place that we can make a tremendous difference. Our ministry has been here for a long time, and the rescuers that we connect with are people that are embedded and they are committed, and so should we be.
Our first time here in Belize has been amazing. To see the kids, the way they light up when we get out of the vans and come up to them, With the toys, the games, they're so energetic. They bring smiles to our faces. It's just so magnetic. For the Spark shirt, to see that, they just light up. It sparks them. And it's been a great first experience for us.
It literally is one of my favorite things when I bring kids ice cream, because it just bridges the language gap. It doesn't matter, you know, if I understand the language, if they know me. Just the smiles that you see on their face is just priceless.
Continuing to be saved here in every way that someone can be. Stand with us today and say, not on our watch.
So good, so good, so good. Wow, I have chills every time I watch it. Man, let's just first start off by welcoming our friend John Warterfield to the studio, the Pole Studio. Your first time. How are you, cowboy?
I'm doing real well. Half a trip that we went on.
Man, well, I'm so happy to have you with us. And first of all, we're just so happy to have you and your wonderful wife a part of our team. And we love you guys so much.
Such a blessing. Thank you.
And yes, we're blessed to have you. And so I'm so excited to hear, you know, some of your downloads of how this trip ministered to you, even, you know. I know sometimes it's like we go and we're going to hand out things and to bless people, but in return we get majorly blessed and transformed.
Right. But first, before I get started, let me just honor Troy and Leanna, Dr. Leanna Brewer. Mm-hmm. We would not be here if it wasn't for them. And yeah. I'm so appreciative to come alongside them, and also appreciate Pastor Darrell giving up his seat today. I'm sitting in his seat. Aww. So I love him. He's absolutely wonderful. But going to that trip, I mean, we landed there and it's this beautiful, lush rainforest landing. And we're getting there. We get off the plane and you just right away just know that you're not in Kansas anymore, you know? And so, you know, Before I set off on this, in fact, I wasn't even supposed to be on this trip.
Really?
It was in the lobby. Donna and Veronica goes, "Hey, John," because I had been on a couple of mission trips with them. And they go, come here. "We need a guy to come with us. We had a dropout." And so at the last minute.
No way. Really?
She invited me and we prayed about it. And just like Moses, I don't want to go anywhere that God's not going to be there.
Yeah.
So we prayed about that. And he said, "Yeah, I'm going to be down there. You come on down." So we got on that plane, and man, it was just the experience getting down there and just being able to minister was just amazing.
Wow. Rebecca, what about you? What was the feeling like when you first got off the plane? I know you've been on trips, on different types of mission trips, but how was this different? Like, what did that feel like?
For sure, completely different from all the missions trips. I honestly, kind of like Mr. John, I was asked, but I had declined. And then last minute was asked, and I just said yes immediately. So that was one of the, I was like, okay, well, God, I felt peace, and I said yes. But
yeah,
when we got there, I was not, it was completely different from what I imagined in my mind from all of the previous missions trips. So just honestly, I was just saying, God, do whatever you want, you want me to say, you want me to do. And I really feel like this trip really opened the eyes of my heart. We sing that song a lot, "Open the eyes of my heart." Mm. Or we sing, "Break my heart for what breaks yours." And a lot of times we sing it, but we're not allowing him to break our hearts. And I really felt this one was, every trip is different for the season and the moment that you're walking this path with Jesus. But this trip really, really opened the eyes of my heart. So I have a lot to share with y'all.
Amen to that.
Man. Well, Pastor Troy, I mean, we're going to get into some of your stories, but one story that Pastor Troy was sharing was the story about this little boy that had cancer. And he sent me just one day while he was there. He was there for just a couple of the days, but it's a picture of him pushing a little boy in a wheelchair. And you can tell this little boy is missing a leg. It turns out he's missing a hip and a leg. And he is someone that, I think if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, that his family like couldn't afford to really send him to the doctor. They didn't really know what was wrong. And when they finally were able to go, it turned out he had cancer and had to have his hip and leg amputated.
Yeah.
And this little boy was the most joyful. And he came over, and that was like at their hotel, and was spending time with Pastor Troy. And this is just one example where in the moment, Pastor Troy said, "Hey, we're going to come alongside your family. We're going to help support you." And in that moment, that's a yes. And that is a financial commitment now that we're making to this little boy and his family. But I can't imagine being in front of this little boy, this precious little boy. I mean, he's got to be what, like 8 years old, and not saying yes in that moment. And this is why it is so important, you know, whether you're hearing these stories or not, to partner with us and help us continue to say yes. Because as we have seen time and time again, Pastor Troy, Leanna, if they feel God is calling them and putting them in a position like this, they say yes immediately. And they just trust and rely on the Lord to bring in the funds. And that's where we come in.
Amen.
And that's why I just feel such a responsibility to like give these call to actions, because the Lord is moving. He is doing so much. And that little kid's life is going to be transformed now because of their yes. And we are all a part of that. That's part of like our reward, like all of us here. And that's just so cool. John, you were talking about the little boy. I call him the little boy in the bunk bed.
Oh, my God.
Pastor Troy shared this picture on Sunday at church.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, take a look at this picture. And then, John, you got to tell us the backstory to this, because this was so, so beautiful.
All right. Our rescuers found this family and this little boy. He was basically verge of death. If he would have gone another day, he probably might have passed away. He was so dehydrated from diarrhea. The mama, had nothing. I mean, so when our rescuer found that person, they called up and says, "Can we afford to take him to the doctor?" And of course, it was the yes of Spark.
Yeah, we said yes.
We said yes. So the doctor, they rehydrated him, getting him IVs, got him up and going. And we took the family in. There's five older siblings besides him. We're taking care of the mom. We're taking care of the family. But what you're seeing there, that smile, what you're seeing.
That little face. Oh my God.
I fell in love with this little boy.
Yeah.
He was outside. We were putting in new bunk beds and mattresses because the children were sleeping on the floor.
Wow.
And he saw that we were bringing in new beds and new mattresses. And it was like all I could do to hold him back. So I picked him up and I threw him on the bed, and he's jumping around. And he just knew that he had a new bed to sleep on. And that is joy, pure joy. And we were able to provide that for him. That was just wakes my heart up every time. It's just like, yes, Lord, that's why we're here.
I mean, now, was this the little boy that Pastor Troy mentioned that's like, he was just like running all over the place? Like he mentioned a while. Yeah. Is this the young man that was like wild?
You could
like
not
everyone
slow him down. We had bubbles and he was chasing bubbles. He was up in one lap. He was down in another lap. Yeah. If you look at that little boy, you just say, okay, yeah, he's got to have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So
you can see the gears turning for sure.
And so for us to be able to see this child now grow up and mature and become what he should be in the Lord's house. It's just, awesome. It wakes your heart up, doesn't it?
Man. So what is his, I'm just curious, cause I don't know what is the family situation? Like, does he have a mom and a dad there?
No, the dad, I do not know the situation with him. It's just a single
mom
situation.
With six kids.
And this is not the only mama.
Wow.
There was another mama that was able to graduate out of that house. We were able to move her furniture into an apartment.
Yeah.
And now she's able to just make it on her own. She found her own job. And, you know, that's the goal, is to be able to help them achieve back to stability. Because everybody gets in a crisis situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what this family was. They were in a crisis situation. And not to have the ability or resources to have someone come along and make that gap. Here in America, we have all sorts of programs that help them. But down there, there's absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody to help them.
So then what was that? I mean, I would imagine in that case, for them to see people that are coming down and just offering free help, like that must be transformative for them. Like, what is the response? I mean, do they even, because I saw, and we can start actually thumbing through some of the pictures. You guys were going like door to door, essentially, right? At one point.
So the first day, right?
Yeah, go
the
ahead.
First day we got the opportunity, not that one, but the villages, as we're giving, they gave us some forms, and the way that you connect with them, it can't be by religion or Jesus. They won't open up.
Yeah.
So the way that we were able to get to them was to inviting them to the community where we were staying at, which is a campground. It kind of reminded me kind of like a YMCA,
so cool,
but in Belize.
Yeah.
And what it is that they connect through community. So Pastor Troy always says you can't be functional if you're not relational.
That's so good.
The only way we're going to get to these people is that we connect with them. Me and you connect because we hang out.
Yeah.
We know each other, and we hang out, we go out, we eat, we drink coffee. It's the same way with our community.
Wow.
So we went out there and they're like, okay, our names are this and this and that. We come from this campground and we want to give you some free food. Can we take your name?
Yeah.
And we have medical on Friday. We have game night on Thursday. We have connections. So you're teaching them to communicate, one, communication, and two, to interact with, they were not taught that by their parents. They're just, it's poverty and they have not been taught. So we're teaching them.
Wow.
What it is to connect, and then from connect, then you do community, and then from community, you introduce Jesus. You can't just throw Jesus, because their main, I say religion is what is Catholic.
Yeah, is it Catholic?
They will not
big Catholic.
Okay. Yeah.
So going to that first village, God already put in my heart, none of the kids had shoes.
Wow.
Right.
None of them.
Running around barefooted.
Wow.
Zero. Yeah. So we're going to start
I grew up in West Texas and that was normal.
No, but literally the ground, I mean, it's not it is not good. I mean, they need shoes, and those rocks, I'm talking about the rocks that you're stepping on.
Daily. As a mom, you see that stuff and you're like
literally,
wow.
No. So we're going to start I'm not going to say any more until we get that, but a shoe drive to send a bucket, like you send things in buckets of shoes for this first village that we were able to.
That would be cool.
Get some shoes on that village.
Get some zapatos on them, right?
Yeah. Literally, it was amazing. But you have some stories from that village.
Oh, absolutely. It was such a nice outreach. Mm-hmm. There was Cortez. He was a veteran of both the United States and Belize Army. Mm-hmm. And he had these huge scars on his knees where the arthritis had come in, and he just felt in so much pain. So, you know, Veronica and a whole bunch of others got around him and prayed into him, and just the Holy Spirit was moving so big. That's it right there.
That's him.
And was just an amazing, he was like, I could feel this. I could feel this. And it's so amazing, because what we had, what I realized is he wanted to be heard too.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to meet him where they're at. So I got to know him a little bit, got to understand his story. And it's sort of like when I used to plow, you had to cultivate a trusting relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could plant the seed that the Lord wants to give them.
That's so good.
And it was like everyone, I mean, just down the street, there was a lady who'd just fallen off a motorcycle and broke ribs.
Wow.
So we prayed over that. And then we went to a church, and it was just this little struggling little church, and we're able to pray into the ministers there and give them hope. It's back to, you know, what Pastor Jerry loves doing, rescue with the rescuers.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole community just needed to be seen and to be understood. And then they were able to receive.
Mm.
And that's different. As you get older in your faith and your walk, you realize it's not so much giving, it's more really receiving. Because the more I can receive, the more I can bless.
Mm. That is so good. That is so good. I see Carrie Carmody, you submitted a question asking, is this the first time in the community? Have you been to other communities nearby? Sorry, very new to what you are doing. It's beautiful from what I see. And Carrie, let me just tell you, and I'm so thankful that you have joined us and that you're new to this family. Welcome. What's really cool is they've been doing this for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a community in Belize. I don't know specifically how many years they've been in Belize, but they have been to this community many times, so much so that they are really well established. And some of the kids that they rescued when they were younger have now turned mm-hmm. into rescuers themselves and are helping save the kids around them and the communities around them, and so into the communities around them. And we do this in Belize. We do this in Africa. We do this in Mexico. Amen. We do this in India, in Nepal, like all over the world. And that's something that's so unique about this ministry, is that they have been doing it for so long mm-hmm. and it's so neat. And I'm just saying, I've seen it in Mexico mm-hmm. and is that the only place I've been within Mexico? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just cool to see. And the same thing in Belize, like these are communities that we have been to many times. And so we're building relationships with even like the key people in those communities, so that, amen. Like you said, relationship is where it all begins. What's that quote that Pastor Troy says?
You have to be relational before you become functional.
Yeah. Before it's functional. Yeah. And it's so good. And, that's something that's really, really special about, and that just comes with doing it mm-hmm. for so long and being committed to this cause. And if you want to get in this fight with us and you haven't yet, I just want to encourage you right now, call the number on the screen, 877-413-0888. In a second, we're going to move to talk about the Pregnancy Center. Mm-hmm. And this is a center that we sponsor. And Pastor Troy just committed to another $5,000 a month that we are going to support this pregnancy mm-hmm. center for at-risk women. Mm-hmm. And that's another $5,000 a month. Yes. That's a lot. That's a big commitment. And again, whether you hear us talking about it or whether you don't, mm-hmm. that's something that is going to be on our plate that we have said yes to and that we are going to follow through. Amen. We haven't been doing this for 30 years without following mm-hmm. through to our word. And amen. So we can't do that without the help from all of you. So if you mm-hmm. feel the Lord pulling on your heart, please use this opportunity to get involved right now. And I would love to talk about this pregnancy center. Yeah. We have a video or a picture. It's one of the pictures holding up the sign in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the pregnancy center. There you are, John, on the side. So guys, tell me about what you saw with this pregnancy center. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, when I heard pregnancy center, of course, you think complete, like not what I thought it was going to be. And when I got there, I was like, where is the pregnancy center?
Yeah.
No, to be honest, I literally was imagining at least some area where they would be getting, you know, just things. No, there's nothing.
No,
there's
no
in this building.
Wow,
there's no.
They just opened it, and there's
an open room.
Open room.
Yeah. It's no sonograms, none of that.
They are doing it by faith.
Wow. Mm.
And when you enter, I was like, "Well, where's all the stuff? Like what can I go get? What can I there? I mean, we're right. 3 hours into the jungle. First of all,
yeah,
there's nothing to go. Like,
I can't go to Walgreens.
You can't go to Walgreens. There's no CVS. There's no Walmart. There's nothing.
Yeah.
So when I got there, I was like, well, what are we, like, I was just speechless. I wanted to start crying.
Yeah.
So we waited there. Will you wait for them? Because they're all coming, walking.
Oh, my goodness.
5 months.
Yep.
6 months. Pregnant. 8 months pregnant.
8 months old walking down the road.
Wow.
They're walking to come because that day was the first day that they were opening. And we were bringing food, beans. We were bringing, what else exactly was in there?
Beans, rice.
Rice.
Flour.
Wow.
There was all kinds of different food.
All I could think about was like, how can an 8 month pregnant woman go back walking home with this big bag of rice, beans, and maseca? I don't know how to say that in English.
There's no prenatal vitamins.
There's nothing.
I mean, they are indigenous people.
They're Mayan Indians.
And, you know, the ruins are just up the road there, the Mayan ruins. So this is their ancestral a place. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had generation upon generation. Mm-hmm. You might see some homes here in a second that they have lived in these homes, and we're talking dirt floors. We're talking traditionally built grassroot huts. And what was so amazing, though, is how receptive we were. Mm-hmm. I felt that I had to stay out of that and let women do the actual ministering in there.
Yeah,
and you know, talking to the ladies and how the different ladies just were so grateful and they were so receptive to hearing the word and developing a faith was so, because they are just so, it's not like here in America. In America, it feels like that America's asleep.
Yeah.
They're awake. They're hungry for the word.
Wow.
They just love to hear about Jesus. So
is this a picture of the pregnancy?
That's it right there.
Over there talking to the volunteers pouring into them. Cause when we got there, I really love this team because they really gave us the freedom to just move when the Holy Spirit moved, and every woman was able to connect with the woman. And as I sat back there, those are the ones that have gathered the women, because they won't leave their huts. Mayan people, they're very with their own people. They won't leave. They're like scared, of course. And so those are the two women back there are the women that connected to WhatsApp and say, hey, come. And that's how we were able to introduce Jesus. So every woman was given the opportunity to pray over, and you could see shame falling off, fear, because these women, some of them, and I believe that volunteer told me, they start, or they're allowed in their culture to start getting pregnant at the age of 9. Wow. And I was just crying, because I mean, there's no words to explain being pregnant at 9, but we were able to pour into them, give them a word.
Right.
A lot of women were free from fear, free from shame, free from a lot of things that maybe they think that that's the way life has to be, and it doesn't have to be that way. And they're brought into this pregnancy center. We're giving them things and tools, but also we were able to introduce Jesus, and a lot of them give their lives to Jesus. A
that
lot of them
day,
were healed.
Absolutely.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, so can I ask, it was amazing.
Yeah, I want to ask a question. Actually, Bruce asked this question too. When you're at these pregnancy centers, are these women coming by themselves, or do they have like the single dads?
No.
Or dad, fathers?
They're coming by themselves.
They're coming by themselves.
The men are
sometimes
working.
With their little ones that they're bringing right along. Sometimes, like, I believe there was one that looked like about 16 that just showed
one
up by
girls.
Herself.
And, my goodness.
Yeah.
There's a little picture of a little boy with a little dinosaur. That was one of the mom's son. They came walking.
Oh, my gosh.
And we gave him dinosaur and water.
Look at his face.
And I kept squeezing his cheeks because he reminded me of my
son.
Oh,
I know. That little face. Oh, my gosh.
He didn't want to talk to me, but the mom was like very, like laughing
He's
and smiling.
So
they come very, I mean, one, their feet are swollen. I just cannot, I wanted to give them all a ride. Like, we gave two of them a ride. We were able to help, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. So,
my gosh.
Later on, we actually got invited into some of their houses.
Wow.
And, we prayed for a family, and it just touched my heart, because Mama, we prayed over her and Mama. And Mama, after we prayed over Mama, and she couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. She still, I guess, spoke Mayan.
So yeah, English and Creole.
And Creole, whatever.
Which is the Mayan language.
Anyway,
we speak two languages.
We were praying over her, and after we prayed over her, all she could give us was this, like, guava Kool-Aid
punch.
And it was like, yes, I will honor you by drinking your punch. And and
we prayed and we drank the punch.
Yeah,
drank
that's where the spirit is. Spirit,
here we go.
There we go.
No, for real, that's what we did.
And she was so honored that we participated in
so
her
sweet.
gift. And that's important for us, to be able not only to give
but to receive
what they have. And and she left with such a smile on her face, just feeling, okay, this house has been blessed. We ushered out we cleared the room, basically. We ushered out all the demons, and we offered the Holy Spirit in there. And I just believe that they're set up now for continued blessings.
Wow. And they're beautiful people. The Mayan people, I love how... Living in that hut and that ground made out of clay, they're one of the most smartest. From all the villages that we've been to, that was the one, like, they all touched my heart. But the Mayans are smart.
Very smart.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Clean. Like, the way their house was put together, like, all their pans were hung on the wall. They had, it's just beautiful. It's like, it kind of looked like a movie. I'm like, wow, this is beautiful. Like, I want one of these huts. Like, it was cool.
Yeah,
it was cooler than the pregnancy center that was like a regular, like here, like, you know, metal.
Roof and all the things.
I'm talking in Spanish because I couldn't think of the word, the roof. But it was cooler in their huts.
Yeah, it was like going back to the, you know, 1800s. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, that's how these houses were still constructed. But they were cool. Everything was organized in there. There was just
beautiful.
Their whole outside of their house was pristine. So they respected their environment. Mm-hmm. They respected their house. They respected themselves. They still are a very strong and powerful culture and people. So For us to come in there and be honored to be able to be a part of that was just so amazing.
Man, that's it's cool to see the pictures and see the faces, and just the joy that even just bringing ice cream can bring. And I love
that was a story.
Pastor Darryl. Yeah. I can't wait to have Pastor Darryl on. And we will have him on to talk about
him
this
trip.
They've called him Pastor Ice Cream.
Yeah, everywhere he goes, got to bring the ice cream.
It's so sweet. And I love what he says. It's like ice cream is like a universal language. When you have kids, get some ice cream and hand it out, and they will come to you, and they are just so blessed by it. I mean, my kids would be blessed by that, I know. And it's just so cool that, you know, there's so many different ways that we can be the hands and feet of Jesus. And yes, it's sowing into ministries and it's donating and all of those things. And sometimes it's just loving on kids. And we're going to go behind the veil here in a second. And because I want to dive into some of the other side of things. You know, Rebecca and I, we were talking prior to the show, and I was like, okay, so what are some of like words that you would describe the trip? And you said spiritual warfare and witchcraft was really strong. And I know in these regions, that can really be, and I've done a lot of ministry in Brazil, and I remember feeling that so strongly. And there's, you know, in Israel, there's just certain parts of the world. And I think every country has a different spiritual, there's a different spirit around it, atmosphere. And you can sense that a lot of times if you're with the Holy Spirit, you sense it. So I want to, when we go behind the veil, I want to dive into that. I want to hear some stories as to what you guys were up against in that way and how you overcame that. Cause I think it's so important for people to know it's not something to be afraid of when you hear about witchcraft being prominent or when you hear about spiritual warfare. It's not like, oh no, I'm scared, I'm going to run the other way. It's like, no, we're going to run. We're going to confront it because greater is he that is in us and he that is defeated in the world. And that's why we all the more reason we need to go be going into these places because the light shines brightest in the darkness. And so I'm excited to dive into that. Behind the Veil, if you are new to our family, Behind the Veil just basically means that we're going over to our ODX platform. We've been talking about it throughout the show. It is our own streaming platform online, ODX.tv. You can join us right now, be the perfect time as a stage 2 or stage 3 member. And that's where we can continue the conversation completely uncensored. We don't have to worry about triggering any type of algorithms by what we're saying or any of that. It's like our cozy place behind the veil,
right? Yes,
where we can truly just relax and talk about all the things that wherever the Lord leads the conversation. So we're going to jump behind the veil right now. If you're watching us anywhere else on Rumble, on Facebook, on YouTube, thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this family. And if you need prayer, hey, if you need prayer or you want to get in the fight and donate, call the number on your screen, 877-413-0888. That's a 24/7 prayer line, by the way. Yes, you can call that number to donate, but you can also call that number if you need prayer. Maybe something that we've spoken about today has triggered something within you and you're like, man, I need deliverance from that or I need prayer for that. We have incredibly trained prayer partners waiting to talk to you. So don't hesitate to call that number on your screen. And until next time, guys, until tomorrow, we'll be right back here tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Time for another episode of The Pulse. But until then, we will see you behind the veil. Take care.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.